The Warriors get a spirited fight from the Jazz in Game 4 and meet the challenge head-on here in Utah. Stephen Curry was outstanding, hitting all kinds of shots on the way to a game-high 30 points to go with 7 assists. Kevin Durant with another powerful showing, delivering 18 points and 6 rebounds as Klay Thompson added 21 points and fueling the fire, Draymond Green. A triple-double night with 17 points, 10 boards, and 11 assists in another gritty road playoffs win as the Warriors move on to the Western Conference Finals with the 121-95 victory. Here's Coach Brown in the postgame.
I'd like to start this off by, talking about Utah. A very, very good team. Quinn's an excellent coach. They got a bright future. They did a heck of a job putting that group together and playing the right way throughout most of the year. And, you know, the fight and challenge that they gave us was good. A lot of respect for them on the floor and off the floor, and we wish them nothing but the best. Good people, too. I thought, during the game, there was a lot of ebb and flow. We went on a run. We talked about getting off to a good start. Our guys did that, but maybe I should have said we should get off to a good start and keep playing that way. That's the part I might have left out. And Utah fought. They clawed. Next thing you know, it's a ball game. The young fella, Dante Exum, came in and had a heck of a game for those guys. He got them back into it. His energy that he brought, the toughness, he wasn't afraid of the moment, helped them get back in the ball game. But I got to give our guys credit because they stayed with it. Every time Utah went on a little run and cut it to 5 or 10 or 7 or whatever it was, our guys responded. And, I threw a lot of different bodies out there throughout the course of the game, even when the game was still undecided, and all of our guys stepped up. Credited to something that we talk about all the time is we had 11 turnovers. Steve always says, win the possession game, win the possession game, win the possession game. And if we can do that, good things are going to happen. 28 assists. Steph was Steph. We fed off of him, fed off of his presence. I tell you, Draymond was terrific. And yes, he had a triple-double, and that should definitely be celebrated because that was hard-earned tonight. But I thought Draymond was terrific when Utah made a run and we kind of dropped their shoulders a little bit and we were slow getting the ball out of bounds and bringing the ball up the floor. Draymond's pace was unbelievable. He forced our entire team to keep pushing the ball no matter what the score was, no matter what type of run Utah went on, no matter if it was a made or a missed basket. Draymond forced one of our guys to get the ball inbounds, and he pushed it almost every single time he had an opportunity to. And that was something that Steve wanted me to relay to the team was pace, 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 make or miss. And Draymond was terrific in that area. He took it to heart. And the last guy I'd like to point out, because it may not show in many statistical categories, but is Sean Livingston. I thought Sean was fantastic for us. He was a steady hand throughout the course of the night. And, he played, although he only played 17 minutes, those 17 minutes were huge. And I'm not a huge plus or minus guy, but, the plus 28 definitely stands out. And he did a lot of good things that may not show up in the stat sheet. So, good win. We found a way to defend, took care of the ball, scored enough points, and got the win.
John Kuhn, Sports Exchange. Coach, looking at the first quarter, what did you feel like you did most effectively defensively to limit the Jazz? They only shot 24% from the field, only had 17 points.
I thought for the most part we were in tune with what our coverages needed to be. And, one of the things that we kept telling our guys, we didn't want them to be comfortable offensively. We wanted to get up into them and force the issue. And, you guys have obviously all played basketball on the playground. And, you always hate when there's that one guy that's just up in your chest the whole game. You want to just swat him away. And if you don't want to swat him away, you're like, I'm going to drive by him and I'm going to go get a layup. And so that was our mentality going into the series. We wanted to try to make these guys as uncomfortable as possible throughout the course of the game and not necessarily let them get in the rhythm to execute their offense. And part of our deal was we were going to switch everything. and not let them have an advantage when they play pick and roll or when they go into the post. And our guys did a phenomenal job doing that. What that usually makes your opponent do when you're switching everything and you're keeping bodies in front of the ball, they usually get into one-on-one game. And, you know, that's tough for most teams to do for 48 minutes. So our guys were locked in defensively. And then offensively, I thought we moved that ball. We might have taken a couple of quick shots, but I thought the pace was there offensively, and I thought the ball was humming, and we took the right shots at the right time.
Tim Kawakami, Mercury News. You maybe couldn't say so before, but is it important to you or significant that this team now has had back-to-back chances to sweep a team and has done it, started off great in both games, obviously like the game in Portland, and maybe looking at that team in Cleveland that has done the same thing?
Yeah, I mean, not really looking at the team in Cleveland. You know, they're going to do what they're going to do. But for us, I mean, we just want to try to go out, play the right way, and get better every series. And again, I hate to keep saying this, but it's something that Steve has talked about. And even some of our phone conversations that we've had, you know, he's always, you know, harping on, hey, it's not just for this game. It's for the long term. We got to get better. We got to do things the right way. And so for us, we feel if we do things the right way, Tim, that we're going to win most ball games. You know, and so for us to go out and play the right way, get a sweep, gives us a few extra days off right here, and then we'll get ready for our next opponent. But we don't really care what anybody else out there does.
Kareem Copeland, AP. What have you been most impressed by during this 8-game streak?
You know, one of the things is winning the possession game. I think our turnovers have been great, and you know, again, we've been preaching to our guys the entire year. If we can win that with the way we shoot, the way we score, with our pace, the way we defend, we're going to have a chance to win a lot of games. And so, you know, you got a lot of teams come playoff time where they hold and grab you. It's a little bit more physical, and you know, they don't call fouls as much. So turnovers can happen if you're not strong with the basketball, and our guys have done a fantastic job of taking care of it. No.
Hey, Mike. Phil Barber, Santa Rosa Press Democrat. There was a moment in the game when Curry didn't get out on a three-pointer, and Durant had a few words with him as they were coming to the bench. Steph looked a little frustrated. Not that it was a big deal, but describe the atmosphere on a team where one MVP can chirp a little at another MVP, and it seems to work instead of hurt the team.
When you get to this point in the year, and you know, I've been fortunate to be at this point in the year with other teams too, I've always experienced that you have to have a team that has ownership of what they're doing. Not only do they need to have ownership of what they're doing, but they can't be afraid to police one another. And our group does that. If somebody does something wrong, I don't have to say it half the time because somebody else is, whether it's Draymond, Katie in that instance, D-West, Andre. We have intelligent players on the team that all respect each other, and they all understand what needs to be done out there coverage-wise, offensively, and they're not afraid to say it. And that's the culture that Steve's built here, and it's just good to be a part.
Mike, obviously Steve built that culture, but what are some of the more quantifiable ways that Steve impacted this series without actually being here, like in terms of helping you along this process?
A lot of times he helps with the messaging, and you know, he's watching every single game, and so there are going to be some things that he sees out there that we may not see because he doesn't have the perspective that we do. We're in the locker room, we're going through it, and he's kind of sitting back and seeing it from a different viewpoint. And so he'll help us strategize with things, helped with the rotation. You know, he just, whatever he sees, he shares. And, you know, for the neat part about it is, you know, he always ends every conversation with, Mike, you know, you're there, I'm not there. So, you know, these are just suggestions. You got to feel it. And you got to make the decision as to which direction you're going to go with the team. And I couldn't ask for anything better, you know, because he's a great sounding board. He's got great advice. And, you know, a lot of times we use his messaging But sometimes, you know, if we don't feel like it fits as a group, we may go a different direction with it.
And now the Warriors await the winner of the Spurs-Rockets series in the Western Conference Finals. I'm Lawrence Scott, and this is the NBA Playoffs.